Blog
it's
Talk
2 o'clock. Good day, everybody. Back with another episode of this show, Slot Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalk.com/slotradio. That's SLOT radio. And this is just a recap, basically part two from my show I did Tuesday, my introductory comeback show, you know. And I just want to, you know, touch down on some topics that's basically circling around in the news and the media, all over social media. And, you know, if anybody's trying to call or listening in to the show, matter of fact, let me go ahead and promote this right quick and let everybody know that I'm online. You know, so if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you probably see me in the blog room or something, and hit up the show, man. You know, listen in, get an earful, call in, introduce yourself, you know. If anybody listening, you want to call in, the number is 657-383-0614. That's 657-383-0614. And what I'm going to do today is I'm gonna recap on what I was talking about on this Trump news. Trump news. And we can associate that with fake news because, you know, Trump has a way of gathering whatever he can gather and putting it out there in his own little way, you know. And a lot of people is protesting and You know, it's town hall chaos all over the nation. You know, people is getting in touch with their local legislators and their senators, man, in their area, you know. And they really stepping up to the plate and going, making their voices be heard about what they're not happy about with this new presidency. You know, the funny thing about it to me is that a lot of white people are mad. And I'm not pulling the race card now, but, you know, a lot of white people are pissed off these days at Trump. You know what I mean? And it's kind of amazing because I hear people talking amongst themselves, especially in, you know, other communities, the black community, the Hispanic community, and, you know, even some white people would say, well, you know, a lot of these people that's protesting and mad right now, you know, they're the ones that voted for him. So now you're mad because you made the wrong choice. And under 100 days, he didn't manage to disrupt this whole American government, you know, and the way people do things and the way things were set in place during the Obama administration. You know, Trump is want to repeal Obamacare, you know. You got a lot of these, I see a lot of white people at these protests and they yelling, you know, if you take away my Obamacare, you're going to kill me. Don't take my health care, Mr. President. You know, that's amazing to me. Because this time last year, I think it was, you know, on the protesting tip, it was a lot of blacks and whites, you know, out there in the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, dealing with the gun violence and the senseless killing of black men on camera by cops and stuff of that nature. And you know, and speaking of this gun control, man, gun control, I get it. At the same time, I don't get it because I hear these people talking about their guns and, you know what I mean, and don't take my guns. You know, the same people that's complaining about getting their guns taken away, these are the same people who are complaining about gun violence in the cities. You know, it's okay for you to have your guns, you know, sitting off in the woods or in your rural areas and whatever, you know, but when you think somebody else got guns, oh, they're a threat. Oh, my life is in danger. I fear for my life because this certain group of people have guns and they have access to guns. And look at the killings in this inner cities and in Chicago and places like that, in Oakland and Detroit and New Jersey. But my point on that is, my take on that is this. You wouldn't need gun control if there wasn't no guns, you know. So the very people that's hollering about gun control and getting their guns taken away from them, you people support guns and you love guns, you know. This country was built on the gun, you know. Every war. Since the time of the creation of gunpowder by the Chinese and to way to direct this powerful energy through a tube and projectile or metal, little metal ball of iron or nickel, whatever it was, out of this pipe at a force to enter a person's body and kill them. Guns have always been a part of this country and a part of this nation. So you can't yell, you know, they're going to take my guns away and then turn around and be complaining about gun control and gun laws and gun violence. I mean, you know, pick your argument, pick your fight. I don't know what, you know, questions that I ask that really need answer to them. What, you know, what's your beef when you really, you love guns, but you hate what guns do? I don't get it. You know, it's just part of, you know, the questions and reasons, you know what I mean? So, and then, okay, I'm going to go back to this Trump thing, you know, with this word anti-Semitism, meaning a person has a certain level of prejudice against Jews. You know, I seen in the news that a few cemeteries of the Jewish community were vandalized by, you know, who knows, you know, white nationalists, you know, these people who are bent on, you know, this neo-Nazi way of life or whatever. You know, I mean, I don't know, man. This, I don't understand why everybody just can't chill and get up off the racist crap. You know what I mean? The racism, racism is not going to go nowhere. We already know that. As long as they're going to be night and day, above and below, there's going to be racism, you know, from some aspect or some point. You know, but I guess that's why people are in an uproar and people are protesting. And then, you know, you got Trump running around with his fake news spreading. You know, this dude just lied and said Sweden had a terrorist attack, you know, over the weekend. And it's crazy because the people in Sweden is like, what the hell are you talking about? What have you been smoking? That's exactly what I guess the prime minister or the ex-president or whoever it was, you know, I'm not quite sure. I'm not going to go into names and details, but I heard, you know, I know what I read. I know what I heard. And the guy asked, you know, he tweeted out, what has he been smoking? And I guess that, you know, a lot of people was asking, what the hell is Trump smoking, man? You know what I mean? Pass it. You can't be the only one getting high and tripping. Pass it, man. But, you know, I don't know. You know, because he's been caught up in a lot of lies, you know, and this thing with Russia. Yeah, of course, you know, Trump got a lot to hide. He got a lot to hide. You know, he's got personal, you know, special interests involved with him. You know, especially with this cat behind the scenes, Steve Bannon. I mean, man, come on. If anybody know anything about Breitbart News and, you know, their website, you know some about Steve Bannon. You already know what type of dude this is. And he's playing the behind the scenes guy, and he's basically puppeteering Trump. You know, we all know that. Well, those who don't know, now you know. Look it up. You know, Steve Bannon. And, you know, but you got these, all these hate crimes and things is going on that is really ridiculous, man. You know, it really don't make no sense why people are so bent on being hateful. Just bent on being hateful. It's just as hateful as you can be. For what? You know? You got desecrating, you know, Jewish cemeteries, vandalizing Jewish cemeteries, you know, going to Islamic mosques and neighborhoods, you know, spray painting swastikas and, you know, all this type of stuff. I mean, for real, that's what we at today right now in 2017. That's what we at today with everything, you know, and building this wall against the Mexican border and making Mexico pay for it. Where are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? You know? How are you going to tell somebody, look, I'm going to build a wall and you're going to pay for it? Really? That's how you feeling? It amazes me sometimes the things I hear in the news and in the media. And I'm not going to relay on the politics today because, you know, I really want to get away from it because politics depresses me. and it depresses people. But sometimes you can't help but tune in and put some of your focus on it because, you know, like I said in part one of this, Questions and Reasons, is, you know, if you think that the moves that they make up in Washington don't affect you or won't affect you, man, you're in for a rude awakening. You need to wake up and really get focused and lend some kind of consciousness to the, you know, to what's going on. You know, and then again, you know, I'm tripping because I'm seeing a lot of white people testing, and they're out there in numbers. They're out there in numbers, you know. And it's funny to me because, well, I'm not going to say funny, but, yeah, it is kind of funny because when you piss off white people, things are going to happen. You know, that's one thing I do know about white America. You make them mad and they're going to make some stuff happen. And they mad with Trump, you know. A lot of his supporters, you know, refuse to see the light at the, you know, that everybody else has seen at the end of the tunnel dealing with this guy. I mean, you can't beg for someone to come in and change they tune when they've been playing the same song for a whole year before he even got elected. You know what I mean? Trump told him he was about. He showed the world and all of America what he was about. And he still won. And now the country is at this crossroads where it's so divided. Everything is divided. And then just like I heard a commentator on what it was, MSNBC, she said Trump is in the business of all of America afraid of immigrants. And I believe that. I believe it. Because I see it. And I'm not the type of person, I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat nothing just because, you know, people need it sweetened up. People need sweetener in their life, you know. Because I honestly believe, you know, honesty is better any day over sugarcoated bullshit. And I'm not finna sugarcoat nothing, because I'm going to call it how it is. I'm going to say what it is. And my take on this whole thing is this. Sometimes we got to get into the era and govern ourselves. You know, it's going to go back to that era of communities governing themselves and not relying on a federal government. You know, and when it gets to that point in life, hey, it's time for a new era. And we're definitely in a new era, because who we have today, it's kind of ironic that who we have in office today as, you know, chief in command of the free world, commander-in-chief of the free world. Let me say that right. Donald J. Trump is the very man that ridiculed and criticized President Obama for nearly the whole 8 years he served his term, you know what I mean? And for some reason, I kind of seen it coming, because I felt like all that he was doing back in the day was a setup for him to take the stage on this right now. But, you know, I'm going to let it be known like this. If any time you could take a corporate businessman, put him on television, make him out of a reality show celebrity, then he turns around, run for president, and wins against all odds, and wins. Can't nobody tell me that in this country you can't accomplish what you want to accomplish if you really put your mind to it. He proved that, you know. But, you know, then again, you got, you know, white America. They pissed off right now, especially at these town halls. Town halls is in chaos. You know, and sometimes I look at it, I be like, well, who do they blame? Do they blame themselves? Do they, you know, because everybody was so against Hillary. I don't want Hillary. She's a liar. She's this. She's that. And the thing with me is a lot of people was just screaming that out here, didn't even know the depth of what she did or why she lied or what. A lot of people don't even know what she lied about. Or what was in the emails, or, you know, they just, Hillary's a liar because they heard it from the next person. And that's how social media and all these things abroad out here will play a trick on you. Because people wing off what they hear other people say. Sort of like Donald Trump. If he heard it, he's going to report it, and that's the truth. And people do that. They hear people, so many people say the same thing. They feed into it, and then it becomes a part of their norm. Oh, well, I don't like Hillary because I heard this and I heard that. You heard what? Did you hear the truth? You know, if you just hearing stuff, maybe you didn't hear exactly what you thought you heard. Maybe you need to look more in depth into it yourself and do your own research, you know. You know, don't just use the internet as a social media tool and uploading pictures and selfies and, you know what I mean, and trying to be famous yourself. Get some information off the internet. It's loaded with information. And if you're not trying to get any information, prove or stand behind your feelings or your statement, then quit making statements. Quit putting your feelings out here if you really don't have no merit behind it. I don't know. It just amazes me how people just go off what they hear and, you know, feel a certain type of way just because somebody else around them or the majority rules feel a certain way. And that's the amazing thing about this thing out here. And now that's why we end up with who we with, because a lot of people didn't get up off their rump and go vote. A lot of people were stubborn to the fact, well, I'm not going to vote for Hillary, and I'm not going to vote for Trump. Well, if you didn't give Hillary your vote, and you didn't give Trump your vote, you still gave Trump your vote. So there it is. You know. And that's just my take on things, as far as questions and reasons. You know what I mean? A lot of these questions, the reason behind these questions is because everybody sees that something is not right. And in the next 4 years, we got to really pay attention to not just what Donald Trump is saying, but to everybody around him that's networking and puppeteering and pulling strings. You know, you got to pay attention to that. And that's where you're going to see the seriousness of this whole ordeal, of this whole administration. You know. Right about now, I'm coming up on 5 minutes left of the show. You know, I just want to give everybody a heads up on what I'll be doing with it in the coming future. And I want everybody just, you know, if you can, log on at 2 o'clock, hit a reminder. So I let y'all know I'm online and I will be, you know, coming at you with some 2 o'clock topics. You know, these first, you know, couple shows, reasons and questions, questions and reasons. And this is part 2, Mr. Robinson, Slot Radio. I just really wanted to, break it in this week and let everybody know that I'm back. I'm out here, you know. This grown man talk right here, you know what I mean? And you can either get with it, you can call in on certain days just to say hi. You know, just call up, say, hey, what's up, Mr. Robinson? What's going on? Just want to check in. Or you can call in and, you know, leave your statement on whatever topic I'm on. And we can agree to disagree, you know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with it. I see now I'm gonna have trouble with this one source of music, so I'm gonna just cut it out. It don't wanna agree with the show, so you know, we're gonna cancel that one off of here. We're gonna cancel that one off of here. Since we getting static back, you know. But yeah, like I said, this is Slot Radio, shining light on things. And this is just my way of being interactive with the people. And like I said, I'm on Tuesday and Thursday, 2 o'clock p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time, you know, and you could call up, say hi, you know, shout out, you know, and that number to call when you call in, just put this in your notebook or, you know, jot it down, is 657-383-0614. That's 657-383-0614. That's for my guests to call in. And you're on deck with Mr. Robinson, man. And this is the Slot Radio. You know, and I'll be coming back at you with another 30-minute show Sunday night for a spiritual session. You know, maybe we can come on and give us their perspective on things. So with that being said, I'm going to holler at y'all later on. And everybody try to be stay blessed, stay breezy, you know. And at the end of the day, don't get nervous or scared. Get active, okay? Don't get nervous or scared. Get active. Mr. Robinson, Slot Radio, y'all. Thank you.